It's not a tropical storm yet. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. But the system dumping heavy rain on much of the Florida peninsula could strengthen into one.
We are experiencing some considerable flash flooding in and around downtown Miami and the Brickell area. We're asking folks to please avoid travel if they can this morning.
Robert Garcia with the National Weather Service. State media in Cuba is reporting two deaths. Gas prices are up another 5 cents. $4.81 is the national average for a gallon of regular, according to AAA. President Biden still calls it the Putin price hike.
It's important to point out that half of the rise in prices took place before Russia invaded. So, yes, of course, this is exacerbated by Russia, but this is also, you know, happened before they took, they invaded Ukraine.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady. On the ground in eastern Ukraine, Russian forces are said to be blowing up bridges to prevent Ukraine from bringing in military reinforcements and delivering aid to civilians. The numbers just aren't there. Republican U.S. Senate candidate David McCormick coming to that conclusion in the midst of a recount in Pennsylvania. McCormick conceding to primary opponent Mehmet Oz.
I will do my part to try to unite Republicans and Pennsylvanians behind his candidacy, behind his nomination for the Senate.
Oz will face Democrat John Fetterman this fall, who recently had a health scare.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's cardiologist has revealed Fetterman has cardiomyopathy. Fetterman is recovering from a stroke he suffered days before the primary last month, and he now admits the episode nearly killed him.
Fox's Tom Rigotti. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another member of former President Trump's inner circle has been indicted on contempt charges. Former advisor Peter Navarro says he was handcuffed by FBI agents before boarding a flight. Navarro has refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
The law leans squarely towards my right to senior testimony immunity and President Trump's right to executive privilege.
Earlier this year, former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was indicted. A House hearing next week will focus on gun violence.
House Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney from New York says in a statement that she's turning her anger over mass shootings into action. So she scheduled a hearing for Wednesday that she says is meant to examine the need to, quote, rein in weapons of war. She says she hopes her colleagues listen with open hearts and are galvanized to pass legislation. Among those testifying in the first panel, the mother of one of those injured in the Buffalo mass shooting, the parents of a girl killed in Uvalde, and a fourth grade Robb Elementary School student. The House is currently working on bills that would raise the purchasing age to 21 for semi-automatic rifles, outlaw high-capacity magazines, and new gun storage requirements, among other bills. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Authorities in Wisconsin believe they know the motive behind a murder.
A Wisconsin man was killed in his home Friday, and police say the suspected gunman was found in the basement suffering from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Attorney General Josh Call says the shooting appears to be a targeted attack, and the gunman's targets included people within the judicial system.
Fox's Rich Dennison, the suspect, is critically hurt. Injuries in Southern California after a Greyhound bus blew a tire on a highway. The bus veered into an SUV and a center divider. Most of the injuries are minor. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.